or
do what now?
Your sons are boys, and your daughters are the
girls.
Yeah. So that's just, these are just still sounds like silly questions, but what I'm trying to get is your pronunciation. Down in South Georgia, you know, they say girls.
Yeah, I see.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
If a woman's going to have a baby, you say she's
pregnant.
Did you ever hear any other expressions for that?
Let me think just a second now and see. Nope, I believe that was the only thing I was expecting.
Okay. Did you ever hear she broke her foot?
Injured her foot or something like that is all I know.
Meaning she's pregnant?
No, not in that.
Okay.
Not in that line.
How about a woman in the neighborhood who would assist in the birth of a...
A midwife.
All right. And if a boy looked a lot like his father, you'd say he...
He resembles his
father. And what if he has his father's bad habits?
Glory. He is in trouble. That boy was in trouble now.
That boy's in trouble. Would you say that he takes after his father?
Yeah.
What's that?
I believe he takes after his father.
Okay. And if a child's been bad, you might say to him, if you don't behave yourself, you're going to get a...
You get a licking.
Okay, now would that be pretty severe?
It depends on the mood. The parents have said, had something bad for breakfast, old Glory.
Okay.
He had it.
All right. And if you saw a little kid that you hadn't seen for some time, and he'd gotten much taller, you might say, my, how you've
grown.
Okay. And then a child born out of wedlock.
Oh, a bastard.
Did you ever hear any other terms, especially old-fashioned terms for that?
Nope, I don't believe I do.
Did you ever hear of a woods colt?
Yeah.
What's that?
I'd be the same as a bastard.
Okay, what's the word?
Woods colt.
All right. And did you ever hear of a volunteer baby? Volunteer baby.
No, I think you're going too deep for me.
I thought that was pretty good. What would you call your brother's son? He would be your...
Nephew.
And a child whose both parents were dead, like your wife when she was young.
Yeah. Say, orphan.
All right. And a person appointed by the court.
Could be a guardian or either foster parent.
All right. And if you're talking about all the people, is there a difference between those two?
You mean guardian and foster parent?
Yeah.
Let me think. No, I can't say that there was.
Okay. And if you're talking about all the people related to you, you'd say, this neighborhood's just full of my...
Relatives.
You ever call them
kinfolk? Yeah.
Okay. And you'd say, now, that fellow over there looks a lot like me, and he has the same name as I do, but we're no...
No relation.
Okay. And someone from another part of the state comes in here like me. I come in here and you say, I'm a what?
Drifter.
Or
a stranger.
All right. Would you ever use the term foreigner in that for that kind of a situation?
Not for the Yankees.
Okay, not for the Yankees.
No.
Okay.
Well, we do have foreigners here sometimes.
Yeah. What does a Yankee mean to you?
Oh, it just means a citizen of a community or a great state in the United States as well.
Somebody from the North, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody,
that's
anybody.
Both of them have Mason-Dixon line.
You'd say anybody, would you say somebody from California is a Yankee?
No.
It would really be somebody from the North.
No, Clem. Be shoveling along. Shoveling along, going to make an undertaker.
Sure.
I'm talking.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. Go ahead.
Then come around here, Clem, and be quiet. Come on. Okay, now go ahead.
All right, now I want to ask you about, this is just for pronunciation also, some names of people. The mother of Jesus, what was her name?
Mary.
And you remember George Washington's wife's name?
No.
Martha?
Oh,
yeah, right.
Nancy Hanks.
Yeah, okay. And then Nancy Hanks you're thinking of, that was you know? Nancy Hanks,
yeah.
Which is...
Was I right or wrong?
No, Martha Washington. Nancy Hanks, I think, was Abraham Lincoln's wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Martha Washington, let me get that now.